Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, I would like to say before I introduce our next guest, the man we admire greatly, that I did not pose to him the question that Rhea is insisting we ask.
Yes. What question?
Ben Davis is a great-looking man.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody's arguing that.
No.
And Gabe Kapler is also a good-looking dude.
Now what are you saying?
Basically, Rhea said we're bringing Ben on to find out who he thinks is better looking.
No, I said no. This is exactly the text I said. Angela wants to talk to you about having competition in the looks department from Kapler.
That's not at all what the premise was, but our good friend Ben Davis, part of the Phillies broadcast team, is with us. Hi, Ben.
Top of the morning to you guys.
All right, Ben, in all honesty, you're better looking than Kapler, right?
That I don't know. I will say I probably have a leg up in the hair department.
Way.
No,
let me tell you, nobody beats Davis in the hair department.
No.
Hey, Ben, what's going on with Gabe Kapler is fascinating right now because we've never encountered anyone in any way that was like him. Could you give us your initial impressions of the new manager of the Phillies?
It's different. I mean, he's got some different theories, that's for sure. You know, the article that I read from Jim Salisbury the other day about, you know, it said, you know, less alarm clocks, more massages. You know, he's got some different theories. He wants the guys to be as mentally stable and confident when they step on that field and well rested as any other team in the league. He thinks he's going to get a better performance out of that. It's definitely something I think the players are unaccustomed to. It's definitely something that I was never familiar with. You know, we got to the field. I was there at 6 o'clock every morning. You busted your tail. You got in the ice tank. You went home and you got it done the next day. The theories are different, and only time will tell if these theories will pay off. If he wins, everyone's going to be doing it. I mean, that's the same thing we said about, you know, Chip Kelly when he came in here. You know, obviously that didn't work out. Hopefully it works out for Gabe Kapler and the Phillies. And, you know, the players, just talking with a bunch of the players in the wintertime, they're all in. They like his theories. They think a change is going to be good for them and the fact that it's a different way of playing the game, and hopefully it works out.
Well, I'm very curious, Ben, because I always saw you as kind of old school, even though you're still a young guy. You know me, I'm always skeptical. I would right away go, what are you talking about? I learned all this other stuff on how to play the game, and now you're telling me there's a whole nother way to do it. I would automatically go in kind of resisting the idea that it would work. You're telling me that guys will come right into this and buy totally in from day one?
I'm not saying they're going to buy totally into it, but yeah. I know a lot of the options are up to the players. Would that have affected me as a player? No. I still would have been in there at 6 o'clock every day doing my thing because that's the way I prepared. I was very routine-oriented, and I thought if something affected that routine, it was going to affect the way that I played the game. I didn't like that. So from that aspect, it wouldn't change me. Now, some of the other players, they might be looking for a different way to attack things. Maybe they didn't have successful spring trainings in the past, and Gabe Kapler has opened up a different way for them to maybe have a successful, so they're not as tired. They're not on the feet all the time. The days can be long. They can be very long. And we always thought as position players, spring training was 3 weeks too long. It was basically there for the pitchers. So from that aspect, it can drag out. And if they can be more fresh when they break camp on March 27th, but yet still be prepared, then I think the team will have more success.
Hey, you know Al very well, but Al is Al doesn't like when the boss is like the biggest star on the team. Right, you don't like a guy who's the center of attention,
yeah,
right,
Al? Yeah, to put it like casually, I just think he talks too much.
Right, but Ben,
very casual, Al. Very casual.
Ben, did you ever play for a manager who was a big show unto himself, a really big personality?
Yeah.
Well, Lou Piniella was. I mean, he comes.
Lou.
Lou was definitely somebody that. Right. It was entertainment from the first inning through the ninth every day.
Right.
But I don't think Gabe's really bringing this upon himself. I just think the way that he goes about it, he's trying to get his point across And I think the press are running with it a little bit because it is so different. And I think that that's something that, again, he's not bringing it upon himself, but he's just trying to get his point. Hey, this is why we're doing things. And he's making that initial statement.
And here's the thing. How much do you buy into analytics, Ben?
There's certain things I do. I do put a lot of stock in. I'm a guy, and it's funny because I just gave a talk about this out here in Kennett Square. I just gave a talk about analytics and, like, some things I really put a lot of stock in, like exit velocity, because exit velocity, the harder you hit the ball, the better odds of you getting a hit.
All right.
Something like that. You know, the quality start thing, I'm not into the quality start thing. Six innings of three runs or less, you give up three runs in six innings, that's a 4.5 ERA. You know, I don't want my starting pitcher to have a 4.5 ERA. So there's certain things that I really do put a lot of stock in, and other things I think could go by the wayside.
All right. Now, I got the over-under, Ben, for the Phillies this year. Believe it or not, Vegas thinks very highly of them because they won 66 last year. It's 76.5.
Wow.
Do you think they're going to do – I mean, if they do much better than that, they're at least a 500 team. Do you see that?
Yeah, I see them as being around a 500 team.
Wow.
Maybe a game or two less than that. I never would like to put a number on things, but I'm just looking at it. The division is still really tough. You got obviously a whole lot of games in your own division. But, yeah, I think I would like to see them maybe get another pitcher, and I know that's something that they've been talking about, to maybe solidify that rotation a little bit more, especially with some of the injuries that you know, Eichhoff and Velasquez have had over the last couple, even Nola a couple years ago with his elbow. So some guy that can really stabilize that starting rotation.
And Ben, I'm one thing, you know, I don't like Klentak, right? The GM, all right? But so he's got Rhys Hoskins, and this kid looks spectacular. And he's a first baseman, and he goes out at Klentak, and he signs Carlos Santana to play first, and sticks his best prospect in the outfield. When you change a position like that, Ben, isn't it more you have to deal with? Why would they do that and have Hoskins have to learn an outfield position when he was really comfortable at first base?
Well, I think they're looking at it in the long term. You know, get Carlos in here at a three-year deal. Rhys Hoskins, to be honest with you, he did not kill them in left field last year. I mean, he had a couple blunders out there, but you're looking for the man to hit. That's all you're really wanting to do. I mean, and no offense to a Greg Luzinski or Pat Burrell, but, you know, they played left field, and they did okay. No one really talked about their defense as long as they put up offensive numbers. But Rhys didn't kill them in left field. He played a pretty solid left field. If I were Rhys, I'd be more upset at the fact that, you know, the first base dugout's right there. You're going to have a few steps to go to the first base. Now you got to go all the way out to left field. That's what really would chat me.
All right. Now, Ben, you work with us, and every once in a while, off the air, we go to Ben for advice.
Right.
Because Ben is instinctively a brilliant broadcaster. He does a great job.
Yes.
You hear him. When Ben's doing a broadcast, it's a better game with Ben behind the mic.
Yeah.
Ben, you're doing a great job over there.
Thanks,
we're so
man.
Proud of you.
But
I need advice right now.
Okay.
All right. Kapler, I'm loving, because Kapler is going to say a lot of nutty stuff that'll be fun.
Right.
How do I handle Matt Klentak? Let me play something for you. This guy, honestly, Ben, this is the most boring guy I've ever dealt with in my life. He does a news conference yesterday in which he attempts to say nothing.
Yeah.
So they're asking him, I believe this was about, you know, what his plan is for this season. Listen to this season and the plan.
If there's something that makes sense, I know that the owners will support it economically. You know, it's up to us to bring that to them if we see a fit. And if we don't, as I've said earlier, we're very not only comfortable but excited about the group we have here. We have ways that we think we're going to help this group continue to improve. And either way, this can be a fun year.
Ben, he's driving me nuts. Is he like that when you're talking to him privately?
He's not. You know, he's very engaging.
He's very boring. Listen to him.
But one-on-one, though, honestly,
yeah.
He's very engaging.
Yeah.
He's got some very good views. And he knows, I think he knows that this is kind of the year, hopefully some of these younger guys progress and they make the adjustments.
Right.
Because Mr. Middleton in the front office, they're ready to, I think,
yep.
maybe spend a little bit of money and get some big names in here. And this just might be a year where hopefully those young guys make even a better step, and then you get some real firepower in here. And we'll see.
All right. They did not ask you at any point, Ben, to change your name to Kevin, did they?
They did not.
Because they hired three Kevins this year, and I thought they just wanted every broadcaster to be named that.
Well, it's going to make it a lot easier for us, and you know, up in our workroom there. It just, when in doubt, drop it, Kevin.
Ben, looking forward to a new season, man. You're the best. Thanks always for calling us and talking with us today, Ben.
And it's always a pleasure. And I want you to ask Miss Hughes right there, Miss Rhea Hughes.
Yep.
After the Minnesota Vikings game, and you guys were on air that Monday morning, can you ask her about the text that I sent her?
Oh, wait, you sent her a text. Did you enjoy this run by the Eagles there, Ben?
It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. It's just this words cannot describe it. Everyone's still talking. Even, you know, out here where I live, I mean, it's just everywhere you go to Wawa. Can you believe the birds? Can you believe that happened? It was just great for the city.
It sure was. It was. Wow. Rhea can't find a text. Could you remind her what you said, Ben?
So I've listened to you guys Monday morning after the Vikings game. This is regardless of what was going to happen in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I said to Rhea, I texted her, I said, Nick Foles just made himself $50 million.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, Ben. All right, yeah. So
she texted me back. She said, ha, ha.
All right, but Ben, hold on. Now I need Ben on this football day for a second. Ben, last night he's on Kimmel and he says, I'm going to let my agents handle it from here, right? His agents are telling him to get some money now, right? They're going to maximize the moment that he's in here, aren't they?
I mean, I don't know how you don't do it. Obviously everyone would like Nick Foles to stay here forever and back up Carson Wentz. But as an athlete, as that athletic, you know, that you have that edge about you. You want to go play. I mean, you put that uniform on to play. You don't put it on to hold a clipboard. That's just me.
Ben Davis. Ben, we miss you, man. You're the best. Thank you, Ben. Really appreciate it.
Love you guys. Have a good one.
All right. Now, listen. I don't do this very often.
Uh-oh. You what, stand up like
I'm
you are
I'm standing
now?
Right now. Right now, I believe the question of the day is like 62%. These people think that Foles is not getting traded.
Yeah.
I realize your heart is speaking, not your head. He's getting traded. Did you just hear Ben Davis? Did Ben Davis just fall off the truck, or does he know what he's talking about?
I believe there's a truck, but he didn't fall off.
I won't tell you what the follow-up thing to he sent me was, but it involved geese and decoys.
I wouldn't. It's better you probably not bring that up right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.